This is Ham Radio, fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit? Why? Because we can. Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter. Twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
Ham Radio.
Tastes so good, make you want to slap your mama. Don't it, Willie?
Yeah, boy.
Hey, mama.
What the hell you want with...
This show, you have total control over what happens on your show.
If you don't,
then you suck at your job. Then you suck at your fucking job.
Oh, yeah, I know all about the FCC.
Billy McNamee.
Big stupid, let this motherfucker go open. Make him lick his own shit off your huge fucking cock.
Watch your language, you bud. We're on the air.
Ham Radio. Professional radio without the rules.
Listen, I'm here to get my money back for that ham radio.
Battery boy.
You are a scumbag.
I did tell him to stop.
We'll do it. Fuck it.
Professional radio without the rules.
Fuck on it.
Ham radio.
Make that clean big and hard.
Woo!
Oh, yeah. Oh, so fat for you.
Woo!
Ham Radio, the most dangerous radio today. Ham Radio.
You didn't say any of that. You're a liar.
Oh my god, we need to play this fucking tape back. I
scumbag.
Fighting the war against the purification of America. Because who needs that shit?
You heard that, boy. Here's your target for tonight.
And now, Ham Radio.
Now that you woken up the demon in me. I've been holding this for 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Getting more long-winded in your old age.
Woo!
You, man.
It's the only part on me that is long.
Okay.
It is the Ham Radio Show. Good evening, everybody.
Hiya, boss.
Hello.
Back in the house.
We are 718-577-1389, part of the Unfiltered Radio Network, as well as multiple internet radio stations across this great wide universe. Yay!
Did you miss me?
Oh, everybody missed everybody. Joe was already whining he missed us.
I did miss you very
much. I know. Joe missed us so much.
I cried with you.
You did? Oh, did you cry a little bit?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Did you cut yourself shaving your balls, or did you actually cry?
How do you know about that?
Hi. I have Instagram. I know what to do.
That skin's a little too soft to be
shaved.
Tell
me about it, man. You know?
Everything on Joe is wrinkling.
Can you imagine people with a straight razor doing that shit?
Oh, nah,
no, you
got
to look. And this is not a product thing. You have to get.
Yeah.
I got it. The Lawnmower 2.0 from the fine people at Manscaped. You got to get it. I'm telling you right now, this thing, the Lawnmower 2.0, if you have to, Google it at home. It is an amazing apparatus.
Not for nothing, but you know, you're a big guy like me.
I'm telling you.
How do you see the bottom of your balls?
My ball bag is lucky enough I can pull my ball bag out and be fine with that. That's fine.
What do you mean?
Like the shaft, he'll go in. Yeah. Shaft will go in.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
I'm just talking about shaft.
Yeah.
Oh, my fucking bell, wait. There you go.
What'd you say?
And the lawnmower shaves your balls?
Well, the lawnmower, and what it does, the Lawnmower 2.0. Mr. Rickles.
2.0.
2.0, you gotta get the newer model. The 2.0.
I got one of those shavers thing. It doesn't
You get all the other ones suck, because trust me, I have used them. Okay, what I'm saying, though, is you have to get the newer model from the fine people at Manscaped.
Yeah.
Because what it is this thing does not nick your bag.
Come on.
Does not nick your bag. It is guaranteed not to nick your bag.
Really?
That's number one. And trust me, I have used a lot of... I have used the things I shave my head with, the big barber fucking ones.
Yeah, yeah.
To do my bag. You know what I mean? Like, because I figured, it will be faster. It comes out horrible.
Horrible.
This thing is made... Yeah. Its sole purpose in life, Joseph...
Is to shave your
ball? Is to shave your ball bag.
Where do you get that?
That's its sole purpose.
You get it on the internet?
Yeah, you gotta go to... I think it's manscaped.com.
Oh, right,
you should do a commercial for this shit.
Trust me.
That's what it sounds like he's doing a commercial.
If we ever get to Sirius XM, they're a sponsor of a lot of shows. I'll tell you right now, go to manscaped.com, use the promo code HamRadioShow, and get 20% off your order.
Nothing shaves your balls like lawnmower.
However, the lawnmower is just one of the other. They have a cream that after you shave your balls, you obviously you're going to like hose off the puppies after you shave them a little bit. Then you're going to wash your balls like normal when you're in the shower. After you come out of the shower, you put this nice cream.
Yeah.
It's like a deodorant for your bag.
Wow.
Okay, let me tell you. Step-by-step things, gentlemen.
Always
you got to do
about that.
And you only put like a pea-sized dollop in your hand.
That's it.
You're not a lot. And you don't have to go ape shit, even if you have a giant ball bag.
Yeah.
Like people we know out there.
Well, you know, I'm 75.
Yeah, man. Just because it hangs low, Joe, doesn't mean it's a giant ball bag.
Well, you know.
But either way, take that bat wing and pull that fucker out.
Oh, I gotta be careful.
And what happens is that this stuff, I'm telling you, it not only does it soothe the area, which there's no burning or redness. Huh? I mean, this is coming from a guy who, I used to nair my balls.
Ooh.
You used to do what?
Nair.
As soon as
it starts to burn, you just jump right in the shower and you hose off the hair.
No.
So it comes out fine.
It's just that
it really gets it down to the nitty gritty when you nair your ball bag.
Burn a hole in your ball.
Well, that's why I was looking for other options.
Sure.
And let me tell you, the lawnmower 2.0 from Manscaped is, I'm telling you, Joe, that's what you want to do.
Is it like big? I mean,
it's not big at all. It comes in a little pouch. I got everything.
Yeah?
It comes in as a little pouch.
Got like
one dime, I'll bring it on the show.
I'll
shave my balls in your bathroom on the air.
Yeah, that's not the kind of thing you
I'll
lend
call
out.
From the bathroom and I'll shave.
I mean, you don't lend that out, right?
That's
a personal item.
No, and also, like, a lot of people use the same one they'll do for their beards, they'll use for their balls. Two different kinds of hair. They don't seem to grasp it.
Yeah.
That's the other thing these fine people have figured out.
See, I got like four shavers, four different kinds of shavers. None of them work great.
I'm telling you, this thing, I'm telling you, Joe, I have looked into this. It even has a thing.
Manscaped,
right?
Okay.
It even has a thing. Yeah. Hold on, we're fucking, our video stopped for some fucking odd reason.
2.0.
I don't know why.
Talking about your balls?
Yeah. Maybe because I'm talking about my balls too much.
Yeah.
Hold on, we'll do another, we'll go live on Facebook again. Don't worry about it, everyone.
Okay.
Everybody calm the fuck down.
Yeah, Jesus.
The default mic went again. Bloop, there you go.
Okay.
Go live. It makes this thing. You know how like you get when you shave with any apparatus, you get the hair.
It
like you could see all the fucking hair.
Oh, yeah.
This thing doesn't suck the hair in. So that's why it's not nicking your bag, because it literally has this little guard on it.
What do you mean those things?
You know, like when you shave with
a Norelco?
You'll get hairs stuck in there, and then you got to clean out that.
Yeah,
you don't got to do shit with this.
Really?
You can take this thing in the fucking pool.
Really?
And shave. Nothing destroys this.
Waterproof.
Thing.
It's a regular razor. It's not electric.
You charge it.
Oh, battery.
But it's a rechargeable. Ooh. So you can charge it and get it ready like the night before you know you're going to go shave your balls.
How much is it?
Oh, shit. What did I pay? I don't even know. I want to say I'm in the...
Under 20?
No. You're not under 20, no.
Oh, okay.
It's not under 20, you
still
cheap
have hairy.
Well,
you'll still have hairy balls.
Yeah, if it was under $20, you might as well get a mountain goat to come by and nibble on your bag.
It's more than $20?
Hell yeah, it's more than $20. It actually does stuff. Why would you
not
want
they were
that?
Hairy balls, you know?
By the way, if everyone's just joining us
anyway,
via the Facebook Live, we're talking about our balls.
Yeah.
It's the Ham Radio Show. And Joe, Joe, stand up.
Hi, baby.
There you go. Yeah. Joe right there is talking about how he can't find anything to shave his ball bag.
Well, without cutting them.
Yeah, this thing, I'm telling you, it's so worth. Dude, I have found, and literally did the other day. Yeah. And let me tell you, like, quick, like, done.
In the shower,
like,
right?
No, I did it right in my fucking, in the bathroom, threw out a fucking towel on the floor, shaved the bag, out the door. I cleaned up, obviously I washed my bag.
Do you wait till the hair gets really long, or you just...
No, as soon as now with this thing, it's as soon as the hair grows.
Oh, you're fast, like a regular
like
hair.
As soon as I start getting a little fuzzy, I'm like, hey, you know what? Because it's
not... Lawnmower.
Get the lawnmower.
I'm going to look into that, but if it's more than $20, I don't know. Maybe,
what do you mean?
Maybe I get a Chinese version. Out. No, in China, you get a lot of stuff cheaper. You know?
So you're going to get a Chinese one that's made of lead?
Yeah, no, seriously. Anything you got, like all the stuff I buy.
Oh, wait, here comes Joe. There you go, Joe. Okay. Is this the one from China?
There you go. And there goes my balls.
I love going to my balls.
You ain't going to nick your balls with that. You're going to lose your balls.
Tuck them right in.
Which is funny because Nick Balls is the name I use when I want to stay in a hotel.
Yeah, that's right.
Nick Balls.
My name is Nick Balls.
He's a porn star.
Nick Balls. Yeah. Private eye.
Yeah. I'll tell you.
Nick Balls. One-eyed private eye. So anyway, we got diverted on this one. I did have a whole thing. I don't even know what we're doing on today's show. I know that we have Ryan Long doing the show today, comedian Ryan Long. Tremendous comic. I have stuff that I want to play this, because this one is, to me, sums up Ryan. I'm going to tell him this to his face when we do the interview. But I wasn't pitched him. Literally, I knew that somebody that is our wrangler had him on her dossier of people that she normally has. And I watched this guy do this interview. Not an interview. It's a man on the street thing.
Yeah.
All right. When you are at home and you get a chance, the question is, which candidate has nicer titties, Elizabeth Warren or Kamala Harris? Now,
Harris.
Because he's doing this in the middle of a street. It's a man on the street type interview.
Okay,
but he gets interrupted by fucking, like, the moral majority.
Yeah,
these two women are fucking annoying. Here's Ryan Long. Let me just play it. So it's like 2 minutes long. So let me just play it, because this is where I fell in love with this guy. I'm like, this is hysterical. All right, Ryan Long, big question.
Chuck's Elizabeth Warren or Kamala Harris?
Oh, you mean Kamala Harris, the mayor chick?
Yeah, the mayor chick or whatever. She has, like, titties, two of them. And then the other one also has a couple.
I go with the white chick.
Do you go with the white titties?
Care for the...
Why is it that you take the white gazumbas over the black titties?
Her ideology is not breast-like at all.
I actually thought I entered a time warp and went back 100 years because I could not believe somebody was asking this question.
What question?
Yeah, you said, who's who's got the biggest, the nicer titties, Elizabeth Warren or Kamala Harris? So continue on.
What did you think on the answer to that question?
I don't have an answer to that question.
You had to pick between the two sets of Kazumbas.
By the question.
I won't even repeat it. It's so offensive. But go ahead.
This is a state of political discourse in America. That's why we have three people that own 50%, the same amount of wealth as the bottom 50%.
Because of the titty situation?
Yeah.
Okay, see, this is why I'm... Because they come out of nowhere and try to be a bunch of fucking assholes.
Shut up, bitch.
Yeah, shut up, you motherfucker. I'm doing a comedy bit. Fuck you and
you don't get it,
and your moral compass. Stick your moral compass up your ass and see if it parts north.
Exactly, because this is the level of discourse. But I'm not going to speak, so you're going to have a very boring...
Well, it kind of feels like you are speaking.
Okay, but I'm not anymore. Bye.
I know that mental illness can come in pairs.
Of titties or...
Yeah, titties. Because also, they're also these two dumb broods.
I tell you.
And I'm all for women's rights and I'm for women's lib, but these are two dumb broods.
Yeah.
These two dumb broods are shooting each other with their cell cans.
Lesbians.
Trying to be. Hey, do not denounce lesbians. I love lesbians. Don't speak ill will of the lesbians.
I want to photograph them all day long.
I'm watching this and I fell in love with this dude because he never breaks. Do you notice he never breaks?
Oh, yeah, he's cool.
This broad up here is like, you're not going to hear me talk, but she's still talking.
Yeah.
You're still fucking talking.
Oh, she can't shut up. Are you kidding me?
Absolutely.
You gotta have a say.
More on the titties.
Phenomena.
What were you saying about a pair?
Yeah, like that you guys are paired together in this absurd... continue on asking the questions that you...
What are you guys doing your interview about?
Yeah, we're doing our interview about Modi and the war in Kashmir and the end of the world.
Boring. Let's talk about titties.
Climate crisis, but you're concerned about titties. So go on and answer, you know.
Well, okay. Do you prefer left titty or right titty?
Don't answer him. I'm an anti-porn activist, as a matter of fact, but you're not going to get an interview from me about the subject.
Bitch, you're still talking! You're still talking! You're not going to get an answer, I mean, you're still talking!
Oh, I wonder if he asked her out on a date, if she would go...
Maybe.
Probably would.
Would you like her?
She know he loved titties.
How about a cup of coffee, lady?
But I bet you she ain't showing no titties. Tell you that right now.
Oh, no.
What's your favorite anti-porn? Is it people's aunts? One last question. If a woman is president, the days that they're on their periods, would a vice president have to step up?
Your mother would be very ashamed that you're doing this kind of work. Seriously. Who do you work for?
Vice.com. Are you familiar with Vice.com?
I am familiar with Vice. This is something that Vice is doing? Shame on you.
That's a Vice piece, yeah.
I'm like shocked. You can see I'm speechless here because they do some pretty good political stuff.
Not your precious Vice. Anyways, it was nice meeting you guys.
Nice.
Thanks. Nice meeting you.
And then she shakes his hand.
I like this guy already.
Yeah.
I know. I'm telling you, I fell in love. Good morning, Aaron.
Oh, yeah.
Aaron saying hello, beautiful, by the way. The Facebook Live suite actually back in operation.
Oh, yeah.
Ready to go. Let's
see
what the people think. Oh, they didn't like it. I'm telling you, I fell in love. I fell in love with this guy. And when we were discussing, like, who's going to come on in November and we're doing all this stuff, I'm like, I got to have this comedian on that you have. I watched this. Now I watch them all. I want to play all his... I'm going to ask him if we can. I want to play all his shit.
Yeah, he's
like,
funny.
As part of our show.
Well,
I want to play his man on the street interviews as part of our show. And just have him there because they're so succinct. Like, they're so perfect. And these two broads come out of nowhere.
They were great. I mean, like, it couldn't have been
they
staged
right
better
into
for Christ.
They played right into it.
I know.
Right into it.
Yeah.
And the best part about it is when he goes, yeah, it's for Vice. And then she gets mad. She goes, no, this can't be for Vice. He's like, okay, it's not for your precious
they
Vice.
They do really good stuff. I'm surprised.
Yeah, they do great stuff, like very thought-provoking and political things in this campaign.
I put the Clinton campaign.
But that see, that's more of the world that we live in.
He could have probably hit that.
Yeah. Oh, most definitely. Yeah. That's where we live now, though.
Oh, yeah.
We live in a world where you don't like something.
Yeah.
So now I'm going to antagonize you while you're doing your piece of art.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm going to do my piece of art, and my piece of art, because it's better, I'm just going to fuck up your piece of art.
Well, where was he? Central Park?
I don't know where he was. We'll ask him when he's on the show. I don't know where it was shot, but it's a park. It's a public place.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And he's out there doing this, and I was like, this is hysterical to me.
She did him a favor, man.
Yeah. You literally, she made, I mean, don't get me wrong, the black guy that's answering the question was doing a bang-up job.
Yeah.
Talking about titties. And talking about the black titties over the relevance over the black titties over the white titties.
Yeah.
I'm sure that the slickster can help us with that.
Yeah.
However, when these beautiful women start coming in, and not beauty as in facial, Joe. I'm saying beauty as in these are just comic gold.
Yes, they
they're walking into the shot to fuck up.
I'll show you.
Their plan is to fuck it up.
Interview.
Oh my God. And they literally come in and they just like, they're.
How dare you not like what I like?
But they made it. They made it their own. It just became this, oh.
Yeah, it was great.
It was so wonderful.
It was great.
All right, well, anyway, he's going to be on the show. Ryan Long is going to be on the show. We're going to get him in a little bit. Next segment, I think we'll do that.
Yeah.
We also have tons of other crap that I want to get into. I don't know if you heard about Emma Watson was in the news today. We're going to talk about
what
that.
What was that all about?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I don't have enough time, but I will say, well, we will discuss it.
Okay.
Actually, we can. We got a couple of seconds here.
Okay.
Emma Watson did an article for something. I don't know what. Some interview. Emma Watson, you know, from Harry Potter.
Harry Potterhead.
The hot chick that plays Hermione.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to be referred to as single. I just want to make sure what I got here. Self-partnered is the new term, like, that she came up with.
What the fuck?
She's self-partnered.
What does that mean? That she's partnered
She's single.
You're just single. That is what it means. To me...
That means she's going out with herself.
Yeah. Well, which to which I said...
That's like masturbation.
Well, that's exactly what I said.
Absolutely.
I've been in a self-partnership for fucking years.
Yeah, I know.
Okay?
I've been going out with Mary and her four sisters.
Yeah, absolutely. I legitimately have probably used Emma Watson in my self-partnership.
That's right.
All right?
My girlfriend.
I just found it incredibly funny. Like,
unbelievable.
Instead of just saying, I'm single, I'm happy to be single, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, I go back to the days of Raquel Welch. Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you go back to the days, I would fuck Raquel Welch now.
Oh, yeah, me too.
What are you, a crack?
Well, you know, I'm just saying.
I would fuck Sophia Loren now.
You think?
Oh, yeah. She wouldn't remember it. But I'd fuck her now, of course.
You would fuck Ren 10-10 now.
Ooh, get the peanut butter out. Oh, hey, you know what? You know what? You know what?
My shiny metal ass.
That's right.
There you go.
All right. We got to go to commercial.
Shiny metal ass.
Fight my shiny metal ass. Fight my shiny metal ass.
718-577-1389. It's the Ham Radio Show. We're going to take a break. When we come back, the comedian that was involved in those big questions, Ryan Long, will be on the show. It's the Ham Radio Show. We'll be right back after these.
In regard to masturbation, I think that that is something that is a part of human sexuality, and it is a part of something that perhaps should be taught.
America can do better, and help is on the way.
I want you to pull out your cock for me. I want you to stroke it. I want you to make you come. Oh, yeah. I think I can do it. A little encouragement.
Flip-flopped.
We have the power to make this the best generation of mankind in the history of the world.
Who has put pubic hair on my coat?
The Unfiltered Radio Network, hamradioshow.com.
ED Publications has proudly been serving the adult nightclub industry for over 20 years with news and resources for the strip clubs and exotic dancers. Visit edpublications.com to find out more about their yearly ED Expo convention and awards, magazine subscription, and advertising offers. Tootsie's Cabaret, located at 150 Northwest 183rd Street in Miami Gardens, Florida, is a 74,000-square-foot mega club with a 20,000-square-foot sports bar showing all major sporting and pay-per-view events. Tootsie's was voted the number one adult nightclub in 2012 and features full liquor bars and a full restaurant, open 7 days a week, 365 days a year.
Missed an episode on the Ham Radio Show? Not to worry. You can download the latest episode, as well as past shows, on hamradioshow.com. Go to hamradioshow.com and click on the downloads link.
Come live the vivid experience in one of the hottest clubs in America and enjoy the best in adult entertainment. Party with the sexiest dancers and surround yourself with the most beautiful girls. Relax in an upscale atmosphere and enjoy the variety of first-class amenities our various clubs have to offer. Enjoy exclusive events and special promotions, live radio broadcasts and celebrity guest appearances, the hottest clubs from the name you know. Vivid Clubs. Come spend the night of your life.
I'm Eddie Finocchiaro, and this is New York City Through My Eyes on Asai TV. So put the kids to bed, put on something sexy, and take a mouthful of New York Ham. You need to watch New York Ham on Asai TV.
This is the Brooklyn Mountain train. The next stop will be 175th Street. Stay clear. Close the doors, please.
This is Ham Radio.
Yo! Check us out!
Follow us, but not too close, on Twitter, twitter.com/Ham Radio Show.
On Demand Salon, ondemandsalon.com. Professional door-to-door hair and makeup services. Let the salon come to you. Whether you're getting a blowout, blowover two, blowover three, hell, bring in a blowout of four, it doesn't matter. Cut in style for special events, weddings, or whatever you need. On ondemandsalon.com. That's ondemandsalon.com. Prices and booking, 866-250-4145. That's 866-250-4145. On Demand Salon. ondemandsalon.com.
Hi, this is Ace Frehley. You may remember me from such films as Kiss Save Santa.
But Mrs. Claus, who would kidnap Santa?
Where I rescued Santa from the Paradoctyls with the sound of my guitar. You're listening to Ham Radio.
Ricky just reminded me, it's the Ham Radio Show, by the way.
That's right.
718-577. I just had to burp. 718-577-1389. Part of the Unfiltered Radio Network. Ricky just reminded me. Definitely have to give our condolences. John Witherspoon passed away.
Yeah.
A lot of young people might know him as the father on Friday.
Or the Wayans brothers.
Well, the Wayans brothers. Yeah, but that's even now older. Mm-hmm. I think Friday for the younger kids. But he was a legendary comic who did so much. And his funeral was... But David Letterman was there.
Yeah, it was his best friend.
I know. But people don't know this. That's why I'm helping them out. Mm-hmm. A lot of people that you didn't know. Just Google his funeral procession and see all the celebrities that showed up. Just to show, it's a testament to who he was as a performer and as a man. So rest in peace, Pops.
Yeah,
so definitely. Rest in peace, Pops. Let's get him on the phone, John. Let's get John Witherspoon on the phone. That should happen.
Yeah.
Okay. It'd be great if we could, but let's get Ryan Long on the phone.
Yeah.
It's the Ham Radio Show.
Can't be pussy whip.
Nope.
Reverse it. Reverse that pussy. Bang, bang.
Bang, bang, bang. Bang, bang, bang. Classic shit.
Your phone music.
No, yeah. Well, I was coming. You didn't even get a cue.
I know.
Hey, man.
Hey, man. I'm looking for Ryan Long. Is Ryan Long here?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey, Ray.
Welcome to Ham Radio.
There you go. Ricky's been so loud, more louder than he's ever been.
Yeah, I have to be.
I know. I know. I told him to be louder.
Yeah.
And now he's like way louder than he's ever been. I'm not used to it.
You want me to go back to my Billy D sound?
No, no, don't do no, don't do your Colt 45 Billy D shit. Ryan Long is on the phone, and this son of a bitch doesn't have time for your bullshit. He's too busy being a fucking superstar in training. This guy going out there. Ryan, I, by the way, wanted to say it to your face. I did not get pitched having you on the show. I literally, right. And we just played the titties, the big question titties thing in the park, which, by the way, that's what made me love you.
Oh, yeah.
That's what made me the fan, and I'm like, okay. When we were talking about who's coming on in November, I'm like, this guy's on your shit? This guy's on the show. Fuck it. Yeah, because this I fell in love with it. Then I started watching all your other shit. I don't want you to think I just watched that, and I was like, okay, that's it. He's made his quota.
You just watched the single?
Yeah, I just watched the single. I didn't listen to the whole album.
This is hilarious, man.
That shit was hysterical.
Oh, yeah.
We were.
Dang,
so, by the way, did we ever figure out who does have the better titties?
Oh, for sure, Hillary.
Did we ever get a fucking answer on this? No, it wasn't
I
Hillary.
I think Bernie Sanders has the best titties.
Bernie Sanders. He's got a couple of low hangers. Those titties are flapping in the breeze.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
But,
no milk coming out of those. You got to wait in the line at the government office to get your milk. But
he's fucking old. That shit's powdered milk. Don't worry about it. I have like tons of questions to ask. Number one, are you Canadian or are you from New York?
Yeah. So, no, I'm Canadian, and I just moved to New York 2 months ago. I just got my green card, so I'm fresh.
Nice.
Oh, all right.
He's a fresh Canadian bacon.
So you're here to stay.
Nice. No,
already out there causing trouble. But I had a TV show. I had a couple TV shows in Canada where I did, like, on-the-street stuff. Like, I had a show that was kind of like the Tom Green show and the Ali G show and stuff like that. So I used to, a long time ago, I used to be, like, do tons of that stuff, on-the-street shit, and then I had a sketch show, and I've been doing that in stand-up for the last 3 years. And then when I moved here, I just started doing those, like, on-the-street videos again, and they keep getting lots of hits.
Yeah, because first off, it shows that you actually, there's some thought put into them. That's why was going to be my other question. Have you been doing this long? Because I knew that you had a show. The reason why I was asking if you were Canadian, because I saw clips of the TV show that was on in Canada, but I didn't know if you were, like, you know, living in New York, jumped over Niagara Falls and went over to Canada and did some stuff.
So
I didn't know. Now at least it makes a little bit more sense, because one of the other videos that I was watching of him was another man on the street, because I've watched a shitload of them. Ryan was asking people in the park, should it be a law, Joe, that your wife has to suck your dick?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Your damn show should be.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I love it.
A federal law.
Damn right.
Even the Pope says you got to do that.
But it was funny because a little bit of his Canadian came out, because he started talking about maybe she put her lips around your hose.
Ooh.
And I'm like, oh, a hose. Yeah. Okay. It's like, now I'm getting it. I understand. All right.
I said he's a puck bunny, too. And I said you'd be a puck. I really want to fuck some puck bunnies. It's just so Canadian.
It's so Canadian. He's like a fucking Tim Hortons with a microphone. Literally, like, that...
I said it wouldn't be me forcing her. It's the implied force of the state that would be forcing her.
Yeah, that was the law. And he goes, the law is enforcing. I'm not making her suck my...